Hidden Truth. Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the consummation of the age." Matthew 28, verse 20. What a truth to hide in your heart. What a promise to rest your weary soul upon. This assurance was given to the confused disciples at the ascension of their Lord. The understanding of this difficult saying was later given to the Apostle Paul. Lo, I am with you always, even to the consummation of the age. This puzzling point is the central feature found in Colossians chapter 1. The mystery hid from the ages. Colossians 1 verse 6. This was the vital truth of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1 27. What an important thing to know. What a vital reality to understand that Christ never intended to be out of the world again during the coming age. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? The Spirit of Christ dwells in you. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Jesus came to his own heritage, but his own people received him not. John 1:12. Jesus came to redeem his rightful inheritance, bequeathed to him by the Father. He came to reclaim his judicial right, his right to the sovereignty of the world. He came to initiate, to continue, and to complete the restoration of his own domain. He came 2,000 years ago to do it. He came to his own heritage, but his own people received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John chapter 1 verse 12. And he did redeem this mortal coil with his blood, shed on a wooden cross. And he proclaimed he never intended to be away from the world during this age. Lo, I am with you always, even to the consummation of the age. How? How could Jesus make such astonishing claims and then go away into heaven? How? How could he say such comforting things and then leave them so alone? How? How could he make such a glorious promise only to slap them down again? Because it was the truth. Thy word is truth. And Jesus said, Lo, I am with you always, even to the consummation of the age. And Jesus said, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Never doubt the pledge of his word. Never doubt the pages of scripture. Never doubt the promises of the Bible. For the word of the Lord in the mouth is true. 1 Kings 17, verse 24. The word of the Lord in the mouth of the author of Scripture is true. We are his blood-bought children, whose assurance in him is secure. For his promises are true. They are yes and amen in Christ. To you is the promise. Lo, I am with you always, even to the consummation of this dispensation. The personal, physical presence of Christ in the world was first revealed at his birth. His nature, method, means, and law were manifested through his lovely life. His purpose, power, and abiding presence was demonstrated here on earth. His unique personage for 33 years was displayed in the days of his physical flesh. He, who was born out from God, shows the necessity and nature of spiritual birth. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. and from the commencement of Christ's ministry, all he did was in and through the Spirit. And from the start of his ministry, all he did was under the shadow of the cross. If God's will is to be done on earth as it is in heaven, it can be done one way only. It can only be done via the cross. From the very start, all Jesus did was in the power of the Holy Spirit. From the very beginning, all Jesus did was in the light of the cross. He puts the cross in the figure of baptism, baptized into his death. If the life of Christ is to be lived out in this plane, it is only through the cross. The teachings of Christ cannot be copied unless the cross is the basis. The teachings of Christ cannot be effectual unless the cross is the basis. To strive to replicate and produce the Christ life without the cross is doomed to fail. To try to copy or continue the work of Christ without the cross is to labour in vain. It is to do the works of the flesh without acceptance by the Father. And herein lies the miracle of Christ in you, the hope of glory. You see, this is what he meant when he said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the consummation of the age." Christ in you, and your old self on the cross. Christ in you, the hope of glory.